Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and yesterday I woke up, it was overcast. I take that back. I was out at my mother's the day before yesterday. I woke up, it was overcast. I went, oh my God. Because I knew my sinuses or my nasal passages or whatever was going on might start acting up, and sure enough, they did. They started acting up day before yesterday, very slightly. I could feel the irritation coming. I know what the irritation feels like back there in my nose, under my eyes, pressure, and then the drip down, the drip or soreness on the back of my throat. And it started the day before yesterday. Yesterday it peaked. And I was pretty much in, I ain't gonna say full blown, but a nice medium throb in my nose, and headache came. One thing I did realize is that when it starts, don't fight it. You feel it coming, you ain't gonna win. You know, nasal sprays, whatever, ain't gonna win. Take Tylenol. So I'm gonna start doing. Since I feel it, I'm gonna take Tylenol. Because right now I feel okay. Nose a little runny. I'm breathing fairly freely. But yesterday I could really feel it. And not only does it affect my nose and my, like a little headache, seems like it takes a lot of my energy off. Definitely takes the gloss off my happiness or my positive energy. It definitely dulls that. Takes the point off of that almost instantly. Well, not instantly, but gradually. Then I catch myself laboring just to do normal stuff. The reason this is so important, because I got an upcoming trip coming to a place where it rains more than it doesn't. And the forecast says it's gonna be raining as soon as I get there for the whole time I'm there. At least that first part of the journey. I got all these things planned, but if it's raining, the bad part about it is, if it's raining and I'm feeling, I don't wanna say I'm feeling sick or whatever, if it's raining, and I'm feeling like, yeah, the idea of sitting in a hotel room doing nothing is just as attractive as riding the London Eye all the way up to the top. In fact, as soon as I get there, I book myself a ticket to ride the London Eye at 5:30 p.m. I'm supposed to land at 11:45, public transit to the hotel, check-in hotel or whatever, then I'm gonna walk from the hotel to the London Eye, which is supposed to be about 25-30 minutes or so. And that. So I wanted to have hit the ground running, because I usually do anyway. Most of the places I go to, whatever, I ain't gonna say most of the places, I don't know what that means, but a lot of times I'll get there, my adrenaline is so pumped up that I end up doing stuff just off the strength of my energy. Like when I got to Paris, and I don't even think that was the first leg of my journey. I think I flew to Paris from someplace. So when I got to Paris, I think I did. But anyway, when I got to Paris, took my luggage, went to the hotel, wasn't even ready to check in. They said they'd hold it, they held it. I ran, jumped on a subway, went straight to the Eiffel Tower. I mean, like, without even thinking, subway, I was just like, I'm gonna do it. You know, I'm not gonna get apprehensive about it. I was just pumped. I was singing to myself, talking to myself. I was in Paris. Jumped on a subway, followed the directions, blah, blah, blah. Got there. I remember getting out the subway, walking, and turning that corner. You see it. Whoa. You see how big it really is. And all the pictures that you see, and little statues and stuff like that. And you go, whoa. So that was cool. Turn around the corner and see that. And did that as soon as I hit. Wasn't even checked into the hotel. And I swore I was gonna go back to the Eiffel Tower again, but I never made it back. But that might have been a trip where I planned everything too tight. It was a trip where I planned everything too tight. I had been to London before. And I had planned it way too tight. Just basically driving between P-Funk concerts, literally. I think I did Manchester, London, and Bristol shows. All I did was drive. I didn't barely see anything. I stopped by Stonehenge. I think that's the only thing I can remember. In Manchester, the only thing I had time to do was go to a library. Cause I just happened to be walking down the street, public library. It was a nice one and everything, but that's not what Manchester. Our people, our team in Manchester, my boss in Manchester was like, you went to Manchester, end up going to a library? Cause Manchester's supposed to be a party city. I missed it all. So I had planned it just way, way, way too tight. So this time I gave myself some more days. Used up all my PTO. Yeah, I felt it, but it's still white. So I think we're okay. My throat's not hurting. It's definitely drainage because I sprayed my nasal stuff. I can still breathe, but I can breathe freely. And it doesn't seem to be happening, or it doesn't seem to be happening, whatever that means, whatever it is. See, I don't even know what it is. So I can't even say what's going on. Inflamed or inflammation, or I don't know, pressure. And sometimes I wake up and it feels like there's something clogged between my nose to the back of my ear. You know, some kind of like when you go swimming and water gets in your ear, kind of feel that way. It could have been the way I'm sleeping or something in there, but this, don't doubt, there's something going on. Let's just stop. There's something going on. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm taking notes. I'm keeping attention. I'm keeping my schedule of the events and what I took and the weather and all that. I'm trying to nail it down. So this time, I'm gonna get there a day early before the P-Funk show, be there for a few days, and then catch a bus to Bristol, hopefully stop by Stonehenge. That seems to be the only thing that I really, really, really feel like I have to do. And that's gonna be a trip because it's a bus, because I'm not driving. Driving would have made it so much easier, but I'm not driving. So now when I get to Bristol, I'm gonna have to find a place to store my book bag for the show, because I can't take my book bag into the show. And then after the show, I walk to the Bristol bus and coach place. Catch a bus to the airport. I already got my ticket for that. Bus leaves like 5 minutes after midnight. Catch it to Gatwick. Get there about 4:35 o'clock. And flight is at 7. Get me to my next stop. So that's how that's looking. I looked at the weather forecast. Sure enough, rain, rain, rain. And today, like I said, when when I woke up a few days ago, I saw that overcast. I was like, oh boy. Sure enough, I started feeling it. Came here, it was overcast. Full blown, got the headache and the pressure. Felt terrible. Felt like my energy was just dying. So today is still overcast. Today is still overcast. And I'm hoping that I don't go through it. You know? I'm hoping that I don't have to go through the pain. Or if I do, I hope I do it and get it over with or whatever. I don't know. Something's going on. It needs to be fixed. It needs to play out or it needs to be fixed. And it's not, I'm not getting the same allergy. It's not the same allergy symptoms that I used to have. This is evolving into something different. Something a little bit more hideous. But, so that's the itinerary. Today's Thursday. Two more days of work. Saw the LA Magus last Saturday. Nice send off. To go over there, see that band. What can I say? What can I say? It's the life. It's the life. I gotta get a financial planner. I'm almost scared to look, actually. I gotta get a financial planner. In fact, I'm very scared to look. Stock market dropped 1,000 points yesterday. I'm scared to look. Hey, boys and girls, my name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I am at home now after my walk. I am midway, almost pretty much through my work day, and I cut this on just to finish up the walk as I didn't finish with my usual outro. I do believe the last thing I said was that I need to get a financial planner. Yesterday, the Dow dropped 1,000 points, and after I said that, and I did my usual pause in the walk. I made a phone call to ACO. ACO is a company or a subsidiary or a piece of Goldman Sachs, which my company subsidizes and advises financial assistance through for its employees. So I called them and got it set up, and I got an appointment June 16th, and you know, just kind of worried about things going, because I told them I'm bleeding money like a hemophiliac. That's probably inappropriate, huh? But anyway, money is just flowing out. It's just, I'm talking about numbers. This is so embarrassing. I can't even tell you how much. And it's just, they say, you know, it comes back. They say it's going to come back. They say it always rebounds. And I believe it, but it's still hard to watch. It's very hard to watch. And I just want to make sure that there's nothing I can do. Any precautions or something. I talked to my boss. She said she moved her stuff to stuff that was more lower risk last year, and might have been a good move. But again, if you think about it, all this money that's in there now, I didn't have before it was going like that. So I'm still playing with the house money, but still, it's hard to watch. So I called them. I got an appointment set up for them June 16th. Other than that, y'all, I just wanted to get on here and say, swinging on y'all two times for the funk. And for me, ooh, wrong microphone. I'm looking at the wrong camera. I need to turn the cameras. I need to remember the blue thing. Look at the blue one. Swinging on y'all two times for the funk and for me and for every elementary particle or atom that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever is, was, or shall be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. It is a theory of universe. All of it. Everything is one. My name is Jeffrey. Can I go now? Jeffrey. Can I finish it up? I'll spice it.